B-Pod Studios.
Hello?
Guys are walking around naked.
Pull your head out of your ass!
Oppo Boppo!
What up? Oh my.
I'll answer your question.
Good morning, yes. Herbie.
It is the Midday Show. 97.5 The Fanatic. Jason Mercatus flying solo along with Andrew today. Anthony off for the next couple of days, and we got a ton to talk about. Oh my goodness. What a weekend. And the news broke last week, as we all know, regarding Bryce Harper. But the plane touched down this weekend. Bryce Harper was delivered via the John Middleton jet to Clearwater, Florida. Went through the physicals, signed the contract. And the press conference this weekend on Saturday was spectacular. I can't believe that I'm calling a press conference spectacular, but it was, because watching Bryce Harper from afar, not that far, down 95 in Washington, you get a preconceived notion of what Bryce Harper is off the field, what the man is. We always do. We look at a guy and we say, because the way they play a game, we determine what we think is their disposition off the field of play, what we think they're like off the field. Are they? I had this vision of Bryce Harper being this kind of cocky, arrogant, brash, young guy. You know, we hear so often that baseball players are a little bit more difficult to deal with, so I'm thinking he's got that kind of gene in him. And then he steps to the podium. They introduce Bryce Harper on the top of the dugout at Spectrum Field. And this guy, I'm going, holy cow, I had no clue. No clue. Every note that he hit and what he talked about was a home run, so pardon the pun. He talked about it all, the reason why he wanted to be here. And we come to find out, you know, it was reported that the family thing was very important to Bryce Harper. Well, I'll tell you what, when he talked about it, it was. That was the determining factor, where he wants to start a family with his wife, Kayla, have kids and have them grow up while he's in a 13-year contract with no opt-outs, because he didn't want opt-outs. Everything Bryce Harper said at that press conference wowed me. I didn't watch it live. I went back and watched it online after, and I was just blown away by what Bryce Harper had to say. I didn't know what he was like. I didn't watch, you know, post-game interviews with Bryce Harper when he was a Washington National. But if you weren't impressed after that opening press conference, I don't know what to tell you, because he had every note, and he nailed it, and he's going to wear number 3, and the jersey is selling off the charts. I see this tweet from Fanatics, at Fanatics on Twitter. He said, did you know Bryce Harper's Phillies jersey is the number one selling jersey of all time in any sport for any player during the first 24 hours of a launch? Phillies fans are going bonkers, which leads us to what we're going to talk about, because we know that that ballpark wasn't packed the last couple of years, really since 2012. There was a lot of empty seats. The team wasn't winning. They didn't give you a lineup that inspired you. Even last year when they were in first place for about 9 straight weeks, people weren't showing up. You know, people come when there's something to see. And Bryce Harper is not only a really good baseball player, but he's a spectacle. He's the guy on the marquee. He brings people into the equation that normally wouldn't be in the equation. He'll bring the female population, not because he's good looking, because he's a spectacle bigger than the sport. It's like when teams get into the playoffs around here. When they get into the playoffs are bigger than the sport, and it becomes the place to be. It's the place to be at playoff games. So the clientele all of a sudden gets maybe a little better looking. You know what I mean? You know, the hot women come out.
What up?
I mean, that's the reality of the situation. And everybody gets involved. And all of a sudden now your wife wants to go to the bar with you to watch the game. It becomes bigger. And Bryce Harper being added to the Phillies makes it bigger. But there's this notion going around now from a lot of people. Andrew spotted this on Twitter. And there's a lot of sentiment that the people that weren't on board since 2012 in some way, shape, or form and abandoned baseball because the team wasn't very good are not now not allowed to jump back on board and get involved. It's the definition of bandwagon. And bandwagons exist in sports everywhere, not just Philadelphia. It's not a unique thing here, and not just with the Phillies. Now, the Eagles are an interesting case, because even if they stink, Eagle fans are still loud and proud. You watch every game, but the commitment's a lot less, and it's football. But baseball, it's different. So I want to hear from the people that say, you can't jump on that bandwagon. You can't come now. Because you weren't there when they stunk, and I was. That's their mentality. But I also want to hear from the people if you want to get back on. Are you ready to get back on? Because obviously, the signing of Harper is enormous. Yeah, to me, it's probably the biggest acquisition in this town via either free agency or trade. It's a top three of all time. I got to figure out where it fits into that, but it's a top three acquisition of all time. I'm not talking about drafting players like you drafted Allen Iverson number one. I'm talking about either trade or free agency. There's not many acquisitions that are at this level. T.O. was a big one. Eric Lindros, even though he hadn't played in the NHL, was still a trade. So that's a big one. But Bryce Harper, every bit as big because he's in his prime. The guy's in his prime. He's 26 years old. And he signed a 13-year contract with no opt-outs because he wants to be here. And he wants to recruit players. And he's mentioning Mike Trout, which he might want to be careful about because it might be tampering. But that being said, are the Philly fans that kind of went into hibernation the last couple of years, are they allowed back to attend the games at the ballpark? Are they allowed to go out and get a Harper jersey and claim they're big-time Phillies fans? 610-632-0975. Now, Andrew, you're seeing this sentiment all over Twitter that the Phillies fans, there's a group of Phillies fans that are not very welcoming to the masses right now.
Right, and we saw this with the Sixers many years ago. Before this, the process came to an end, there were a lot of people that said, well, if you didn't trust the process, I don't want you on now. I don't want you back. I don't want you in the Wells Fargo Center. I think people have forgotten about that because now that stadium is sold out every single time the Sixers are at home.
You could buy a row of tickets in the middle of the process for like $10.
I was sitting not courtside, but one of the first rows when you're actually in the seats for $10 on StubHub.
Yeah.
That close. Like, I was standing next to LeBron James for $10 because nobody was going to those games. With the Phillies, there are those same fans that are saying, well, you weren't here. You weren't sitting in the hot summer sun in the months of June, July, and August, when even last year, when the Phillies were in first place. And I'll be honest, I was embarrassed last year when I went to the Phillies-Yankees series. I went to two of the three games.
Yeah.
And each game I was there, it was 60 to 70% Yankees fans compared to Phillies fans. And that was embarrassing for me. But I am welcoming everybody with open arms.
Yeah, to me, you welcome everybody. I get people jump off bandwagons and jump back on. And when the team gives you something to root for, that's when a lot of people get involved. And when the team goes dormant and they're in a rebuild as the Phillies were or as the Sixers were in the process, I don't get on people for not parting with their hard-earned money to go see a substandard product.
Right. Now, if you went on to root for another team like the Golden State Warriors, like I saw so many fraud Warriors fans out there. I saw people buying T-shirts outside because there was people selling Warrior shirts that they probably pressed earlier that day, and they were buying Warrior shirts that day because they're fraud fans.
That's weak.
Now, if Phillies fans jumped off and went to root for the Yankees or went to root for the Red Sox, okay, I don't want you back. But if they just didn't come to the game because they didn't want to spend $20 for a ticket, $20 for parking, $20 for food and beer, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Not when a substandard product was being put on the field of play. And whatever sport it is, like the Eagles games are always packed, even if they're not good. It seems like a long time since they haven't been good to me all of a sudden. You know, I mean, I know, you know, their first year under Doug P, they were 7-9. But it doesn't.
They came out the gates 3-0.
Yeah, but that feels like an eternity. Yeah, you're right. And they beat the hell out of Pittsburgh, yep. I think, for that third game. But yeah, you're right. But that stadium will be full because it's only 8 home games that you're going to get in a regular season. The Sixers, during the process, that place was cavernous. It was empty. It was like being at the shore in winter. It was depressing. People didn't show up, but there were still people like the process people. It wasn't about showing up. It was just about being on board with what they were doing. You know, when the Flyers go through a rebuild, the building is still pretty crowded. And that's how they have the label of the Stepford fans. Now, there was a lot of empty seats this year when things weren't going well. Their paid attendance is still high because it's season ticket based, and it's really the secondary market where you see empty seats.
Right, and it's one thing where it's the Wells Fargo Center that seats a little over 20,000 fans, whereas Citizens Bank Park can hold 45 to 48,000, and we were seeing games, paid attendance 18,000 last year.
There was like 10 there, though.
Yeah, there was no way 18,000. Yeah. So you're going to see opening day, the home opener, probably 30,000 more than the average attendance last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
sold
out. That's because of Bryce Harper.
Yeah, and that whole first weekend series will be sold out. So if you're a Phillies fan, if you were on the bandwagon all along, is the bandwagon open to accept everybody? 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. Also, Andrew put together this this top 10 list of the top talent power rankings in Philadelphia. And we're going to go through this because it's a very interesting debate. And also, I have the rosters of all four of the teams from 5 years ago. 2014/15 for the Sixers and Flyers, the 2014 Phillies roster, and the 2014 roster of the Philadelphia Eagles. We had no star players at that time. We had a couple all-star players. But compare that to what we have now, you've got to be kidding me. 610-632-0975. Is the bandwagon open? Are you on? 610-632-0975. But I got to tell you about Window Nation, because before you wish for the winter and crazy cold weather to end, we got another storm yesterday, last night, there's one thing you got to do, and that's get your old drafty windows replaced. Why now in the dead of winter? Because that's when you unquestionably get the best pricing. Window Nation's award-winning installation teams need work, and the factory is running at half capacity, which means great, insane savings for you. So for the next 2 weeks, you can buy two windows, get two free. That's two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. No minimum purchase. Plus, pay nothing for a year. Make no down payment, no payments, and pay no interest for 12 months. So keep Window Nation's expert installers and the factory busy and save thousands in the process. Call now, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. You're wasting money on high energy bills by not calling. Get two free windows with every two you buy. Buy four, get four free. No limit. Plus, put nothing down, and you'll have no payments and no interest for 12 months. Here's the number, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
That's a clown question, bro. Okay, you're killing me.
97.5 The Fanatic. It is the midday show. 90 Anthony off for the next couple of days. Seeing this report that came out, and I know they may have mentioned it on the morning show regarding Kimbrel, that Vegas site that called Harper a little while back, because apparently he's gotten a few things right over the years. At 4:44 a.m., tweeted out Vegas report. The Nationals and the Phillies both have offers on the table for Kimbrel. He's still making his decision. Apparently, Harper reached out to him last night to help sell him on joining the Phillies. Braves still preparing an offer as of late Vegas time Sunday as well. So Kimbrel, Craig Kimbrel, I think he's 30 years old now. Is that right, Andrew?
Yeah.
Was with the Red Sox last couple of years. I don't think he made a ton of money, though, did he? Was he making like...
He's making a decent chunk of change. I remember the report came out a couple weeks ago that he wants $20 million and he's also willing to sit out the season if he doesn't get the $20
million.
Okay. I don't know how much I buy that, but I forget who it was, but it was a respected baseball reporter that put that out.
Okay.
I know Craig Kimbrel didn't have the best season last year,
yeah,
but he was the guy out of the bullpen for the Red Sox with Joe Kelly, so he was worked. He was almost overworked last year.
Yeah.
When you come into this bullpen with the rest of the squad that they have, with the rest of the rotation they can have, you don't have to rely on him so much. So maybe it's not a bad signing.
Yeah. And you consider the upgrades there with David Robertson already. And you look at this whole offseason. They still have a lot of money under the luxury tax, like $20 million under the luxury tax at this point. They can sign another guy, and they're going to sign another pitcher. Do you go closer or do you grab a starter? A left-handed starter is the question. 610-632-0975. Are the bandwagon doors wide open? If you're the guy like the Mater D, is the door open to anyone? Anyone to come on board that maybe wasn't on board over the last 4 to 6 years? Let's go to Joe in North Wales, starts us off in the Fanatic. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks very much for taking my call. I'm back, baby. I can't wait to get to a game right now.
Yeah. You wanted to be back because of the weather that comes with it and everything, right, Joe?
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. As soon as I heard that they signed Harper, I bought tickets to 3 different games. And, you know, I'm a diehard Phillies fan, man. I was 18 in 1980. I actually snuck into Game 1 of the World Series. I was season ticket holder for 8 years from 2004 through 2012. Go to spring training every year.
Wow, so you're like a diehard. I mean, you had a season ticket package through that era from 07 to 12, then you decided to cancel them. How much did you check out on the team, though, for that period of between 2012 and now?
I'm a huge baseball fan, so I checked in on them, but, I didn't go to many games. I went to maybe 1 or 2 games a year. And I was kind of a little mad at the manager for sticking with Ruben Amaro Jr. for so long. I think that, they had, that place was so electric, 257 sellouts in a row, so much fun to go there. And I don't know if it was loyalty to him or what, but they just let that all go. And that made me not want to follow him so much.
But the signing of Harper is like the dawn of a new day for you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I watched the press conference when it was on Saturday, and I was like, that guy is saying all the right things. You know, I didn't used to like him, but he's one of those guys, you don't like him unless he's on your team, I think.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, Joe, because I had this impression of Bryce Harper, and I was totally off, because I never watched his press conferences or availabilities when he was with the Nationals. I totally had a different perception of what his character would be like. And the way he carried himself. And I was blown away by how off I was on that coming up on Saturday when I saw that press conference.
I completely agree. I always thought he was this, obnoxious young guy. And
cocky.
I think cocky. But I think, when you're that good athlete, that young, you got to have that attitude, to make it, I think. So, but I think he's grown up. And I don't know if you saw that, they interviewed his wife after the press conference. We've both grown a lot. So, I love that he's already planting the seed to get Trout here. That would be awesome.
Yeah, no question. So, Joe, thanks for the call. 610-632-0975. He is certainly doing that. He mentioned Trout by name a couple of times, which may not be the smartest thing to do, considering Trout is under contract with the Angels. But he's out there working the phones, and according to that report, he's out there working the phones on trying to get Kimbrel. This guy's like an assistant general manager, too. Now, I remember when Pedro Martinez came to Philly, and I had this perception of what he was like when he was with the Red Sox or whatever in the Yankees. And then he came to Philly, and I realized that this dude's like a really fun guy. Like, he was hilarious, Pedro. I didn't know that about him. You don't know it when the guy's not in your city sometimes. But Pedro, to me, was another one of those guys that I had this impression of what he was like, and I was totally off base. I had the same exact feeling on Saturday when they introduced Harper. Did you have any clue, Andrew, what he was like off the field of play?
I mean, you heard the that's a clown question, bro. Like, I played that drop a couple seconds ago.
Yeah.
But he also said that when he was probably like 20. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or he was like 21 when he said it.
He's a punk kid. Yeah.
I know that he has matured, especially last year. If you heard the audio of his final games in Washington, D.C. with the Nationals, you could hear the maturity. You could hear the actual emotion of him saying, listen, like, who knows what happens, but I loved my time here in D.C. in case I do leave. I sensed the maturity last year. But like you, like a lot of people, I was blown away during this press conference because he did say literally everything you wanted to hear and everything was perfect.
Yeah, it was like the perfect delivery. The perfect introduction. I thought the Phillies did a tremendous job in the way they handled it, the way they set it up with Tom McCarthy, and then having the panel there, or dais, if you will, with Matt Klentak. I like what he had to say. It's funny because, so many people haven't shown up at the ballpark for the last couple of years. And there's a litany of reasons why. One was, obviously, the talent, what they put on the field. People didn't buy into. Even last year when they were in first place, people weren't buying into it. And they made some deals going into last year. Santana turned out to be a bad deal. Arrieta, they made some deals. This year they made a lot of huge deals. But, you know, the caller just brought up that the 257-game sellout streak. Is there going to be a sellout streak that starts on opening day on March 28th? Is that what Harper does? Or, you know, over the last, since that sellout streak and what it ended in, what, like 2012?
Yes.
Since that ended, for a lot of people, baseball has changed. There's a lot more analytics in it, launch angles, shifts, all the things we've talked about. Are all those things with the Harper signing here in Philadelphia now out of the conscious mind? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it should be, because even though the average time of a game has gone up, it seems like about a minute every single year. So last year, the average time of a game was 3 hours and 7 minutes. 2008, when they were winning the World Series, and that's when the sellout streak started, the games were still about 3 hours and 4 minutes long.
Yes.
And that didn't keep,
it's so nominal.
That didn't keep people out of the ballpark. What brought people in was winning and stars. Yeah. And that's what's going to happen this year. Are they going to win the World Series this year? I don't think so. I don't think the rotation is there yet.
Constructed.
But in 2007, even though the sellout streak didn't start yet, you saw games being sold out.
Yeah.
You saw maybe the sellout's 45,000, but you saw 40,000 on a given night, because 2007 was when you sensed that something was happening soon with the Phillies. And that's going to happen this year.
Yeah, and a lot of that, what you felt in 2007 was the homegrown aspect of it with Rollins, Utley, and Howard, and Cole Hamels. That's kind of what you felt. And then you had Jimmy out there saying, we're the team to beat. So there was an attitude that was like, it was like a snowball going down a hill, just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And eventually in 2008, really early in that whole process, if you will, pardon the pun, they win the World Series. Now, they don't get another one. They tweak it along the way with different players. You end up getting the four aces. That didn't work. Cliff Lee's here. He's gone. He comes back. The whole thing. Halliday joins it. And so it's kind of bizarre. But I wonder, the signing of Harper, is that enough to just bring people back into the ballpark?
Yeah, of course.
So opening day, obviously, and that opening weekend, he's a spectacle to see. But, like, are you going to, like, cut your beach time short on a Sunday to go back to the house to watch Phillies now?
Right. That's the question, because there's going to be 81 home games. I don't think there's 81 sellouts this year.
Mm.
I don't think there is, because I just bought tickets for the game on April 9th. It's the first dollar dog night, so, you know, that's $10 worth of food right there, because I'll throw down 10 hot dogs.
Yeah.
But April 9th, there's already tickets available. So the first couple of home games are going to be sold out, because it's the intrigue of seeing Bryce Harper play. Maybe the rest of April, it slows down a little bit. May, it slows down a little bit. But I think come summer vacation, that's when you see more people. Maybe people do, instead of...
A lot of people leave town for summer vacation.
Maybe some people, instead of doing the week down the shore, they do the 10-game package, which is $1,000. So maybe they do the 10-game package for a family of four. And then instead of going down the week for the shore, they see 10 games during the summer. It's not going to sell out every single night.
And they do a staycation.
Yeah. It's not going to sell out every single night, but there's going to be more people this year.
Yeah, I wonder what the impact is of Bryce Harper on attendance through this season. Now, if they're in first place and it's like feels legit, whereas last year it didn't, that will boost attendance. But I wonder, is it enough for people to just start going to the games and going in droves to see the Phillies play? I mean, you had that sellout streak that was incredible. I mean, it was nuts. You know, but as Harper, I know he sold more jerseys in the first 24 hours than anybody in the history, according to Fanatics and Fanatics.com. But, you know, I mean, is it enough to get people to go to that ballpark all the time?
Yeah, you're looking at 200,000 tickets sold already since he signed. 200,000.
Yeah, look, I get it. But is it going to be sustainable? I mean, we're all assuming winning's going to go along with this. And we should assume that, because they're pretty freaking good baseball team. Right? I mean, you added Realmuto, Robertson, Segura, McCutcheon, and Harper. I mean, you did pretty good. You had a pretty good offseason. I mean, are we ready to finally say, like, hey, Matt Klentak, I know he may not have been the driving force behind landing Harper, but he gets credit for being a part of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm giving him a round of applause.
Yeah. I mean, and he gets credit for to getting Realmuto here. Are we ready to finally say that Klentak is a good GM? Look what the one thing he did, the most impressive thing he did to me, Andrew, was he let go Santana. He recognized a mistake and got out of it.
And he got Seattle to pay for his contract.
Yeah.
Right. I know Anthony's a little down on Matt Klentak. And I agree with him. Middleton had everything to do with Bryce Harper.
He was the driving force, yeah. But I think that we just don't want to give him any credit for some reason.
He deserves credit this offseason. They have done a fantastic job. You have improved at five positions. Catcher, first base, shortstop.
You had four all-stars.
Left field, right field.
You had four all-stars.
You improved in five starting positions. You improved in the bullpen. And that was Klentak's doing. John Middleton wasn't in negotiations trading for Gene Segura.
No.
He wasn't.
No.
Now, Middleton and his wife flew out to Vegas to meet with Bryce Harper. Matt Klentak was not a part of it. So I think Middleton was the driving force for Bryce Harper. But you have to give Matt Klentak credit. He did those moves.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think you do too. And I like Matt Klentak. I've been a fan of him, and I've rooted for him to succeed since he's been here. I just think he's a really cerebral guy, a smart guy, and I want to see him have success because I want to see the team come back. But again, you know, they've added all this talent. Bryce Harper, what is the effect it's going to be on people going to the ballpark? And are you back on the bandwagon? Or are there still people out there that are kind of this wait-and-see mentality? Like, yeah, we got Harper. That's awesome. I'll buy a jersey. But, you know, I'm not really back on the bandwagon till I see them, like, kind of bulldozing teams. And before I see them, you know, bopping their way to wins. Or are people going to still go, I'm still a little hesitant because they really pushed me away over the last 6 years. 610-632-0975. Now, one of the things about Bryce Harper coming to Philadelphia is it's a huge acquisition from a personality standpoint. It's a huge acquisition from a talent standpoint. So Andrew came up with the Philadelphia top 10 talent power rankings. Now, I said before I came in today, I texted Andrew, I said, give me the exact guidelines of your top 10 list. And here's what he says. Based off of current talent level, like this moment, not the body of work over a period of time, so you can't consider that this guy's been great for 8 years or this guy's been good for two. No speculation. Like, you can't just speculate what a guy is going to be. It's what he is now. The only exception, he says, is that Carson Wentz went healthy. That's a big thing, but we know the talent that Carson Wentz has, and that's what we're going off of.
I think it's been two freak injuries.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, if he's 100% healthy, which I'm hoping he is going into the season.
We know the talent that he is.
Exactly. Yeah. It shouldn't be up for debate.
Yeah. He says extra points for where they stand at their position in their respective sport. Example, Aaron Nola is higher because he was voted the second best pitcher in the NL last year because he came in second for the Cy Young. Has nothing to do with social media presence or X factor things like, you know, Embiid playing basketball at some court or even Bryce Harper playing softball in some field. It does not matter also how long this player has been in Philadelphia. It's the in the moment right now top 10 talent power rankings. Here's what he has. No, I'll go from 10 down to 1. Number 10, Rhys Hoskins. Number 9, JT Realmuto. Number 8, Claude Giroux. Number 7, Tobias Harris. Number 6, Fletcher Cox. Number 5, Aaron Nola. Number 4, Ben Simmons. Number 3, Carson Wentz. Number 2, Bryce Harper. And number 1, Joel Embiid. So there it is. Embiid, Harper, Wentz, Simmons, Nola, Cox, Harris, Giroux, Realmuto, Rhys Hoskins. The talent power rankings at this very second. The talent level.
The beauty of this is, and I know you disagree with some, I think you believe that Claude Giroux is too low.
Well, I, you know, when you give your guidelines here of exactly what you're looking for and how you're coming up with this, I think he's too low. But I have to get out of my head what he's accomplished and go based on what he's doing right now in this season. And I would put him ahead of a couple of guys.
But the beauty of this list is, A, look at where we're at.
Yeah.
Look at how good. It's no slap in the face to Claude Giroux that Fletcher Cox is ahead of him in terms of talent, right? Like, Fletcher Cox is the second best player at his position in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no slap in the face to Claude Giroux, but it's great that I don't have Zach Ertz on this list.
Yeah.
I don't have Lane Johnson or Malcolm Jenkins on this list, and people are upset about it. I don't have Jimmy Butler on this list. I would put Butler at 11. If I were to keep on going.
See, it's hard to, like, the word talent is interesting because, you know, you look at what Fletcher Cox requires talent, and then there's different kinds of talent. Like, some of it's, like, nuanced talent, like little things that you can do. And, like, Fletcher Cox, it's hard for me to say he's more talented than somebody I don't know. It's just a weird thing. But I get it. He's second in his position. But we can't consider that where, I mean, you consider where he ranks in his sport. I would certainly put Drew above Tobias Harris. I can't put Tobias Harris ahead of him right now.
But they also both make huge impacts for their team. If I would say, after Joel Embiid, your second best scorer on the Sixers right now is Tobias Harris.
Yeah, maybe, but
because he can score from all over the place. Yeah. I know Ben Simmons can.
I just don't think he's
score
the same,
16 a night if he wants.
He's just not the same pedigree of athlete. I would probably even move him down a little further than. I'd probably put him around 9th.
Yeah, some people didn't even have him in the top 10. Like, people responded to me with their lists, and they had Tobias Harris. They flipped him and Butler.
Yeah,
and they had Butler higher.
I would probably put Butler higher.
That's okay.
But now I'm considering what Butler has been for a long period of time. It's hard to take that out of the equation. To start off with, Embiid is a no-brainer. And Bryce Harper, number 2, I agree with that. Carson Wentz, number 3, I agree there. Ben Simmons, number 4, I agree there. Nola, he was great last year, no doubt about it.
He's an ace.
He's an ace.
He's the best pitcher on the Phillies, and he was the second in voting for the NL Cy Young last year.
Yeah, he had a great year. I need to see him follow it up this year.
Okay,
to
yeah.
really feel. I mean, I think he's going to be great and continue to be. Fletcher Cox, I'm okay with that. You put together a good list. Like you said, Carter Hart's going to be here one day, but right now, we haven't seen enough of him to put him on this list.
Yeah,
he's got the talent, but
I'm confident that he will be there one day, but
yeah.
How many games has he really played? How many games has he played?
Not like 25.
Exactly. And then yeah. And he's been out hurt, and I'm not taking anything away because he's out hurt. I just haven't seen a full body of work just yet.
It's what I've been saying all along, like cautioning people, like don't crown the guy yet. You got to see more. So feel free to debate the list. Again, Joel Embiid, Bryce Harper, Carson Wentz, Ben Simmons, Aaron Nola, Fletcher Cox, Tobias Harris, Claude Giroux, Real Muto, and Rhys Hoskins. That is Andrew's top 10
you
talent
gotta come up
power rankings
during the break.
I'm pretty much in agreement. The only one I would probably move around is Tobias Harris and Giroux.
Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot.
But I'm going to come up with a different top 10 list of... I'm going to consider players past and what they've accomplished so far and put together a different list. And I want you to do the same. 610-632-0975. Anthony off today. It is the Midday Show. Got some open lines if you want to grab them. 610-632-0975. Bryce Harper is a Philly. He was introduced Saturday, and he said all the right things. Is that enough to bring you back to the ballpark and jump fully on the Phillies bandwagon? I got to tell you about, well, Roofing Nation. It's been a wicked winter, especially for roofs. They're getting battered and beaten by wind, rain, snow, sleet, and ice. Shingles are cracked and stripped. Tiles are torn and ripped. So what do you do? Well, now's the time to call Roofing Nation and stop the damage before it gets worse. Roofing Nation's experts can arrange for a new replacement roof at 50% off. Plus, get 0% interest for 18 months. Your roof, it's your home's protector, and bad old roofs can lead to leaks and mold, causing further damage to the rest of your home. A new Roofing Nation roof will not only protect you from the outside conditions, but it'll add value and curb appeal to your home. So call the GAF Master Certified Experts at Roofing Nation today and get 50% off a top-of-the-line roofing system, which includes GAF's Golden Pledge Lifetime Warranty System on your new roof, plus 0% financing. You can get a free roof estimate today, all by calling 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. If your roof is 15 years old, now's the time to replace it. Call today for your free in-home estimate at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Midday Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Andrew put out the top 10 talent power rankings in this moment. Embiid, Harper, Wentz, Simmons, Nola, Cox, Harris, Giroux, Real Muto, and Rhys Hoskins. That's his top 10. I put together top five rankings of just stars. Stars in Philadelphia based on what they are doing, what they've done, where they are in their sport. X factor things off the court, everything. Just the top 5 stars in Philadelphia. And you might be shocked, Andrew. I actually ranked Harper number four, I'm sorry. Because I still have to consider that the Phillies right now are the third sport in this town, even though they just signed Harper. Because the Eagles will always be number one. So I put Wentz number two on my list. The Sixers right now are number two because of the deal, the fact that they have Embiid and Simmons, and they went out and they got Butler and they got Tobias Harris. So right now I still have the Phillies as the third most popular sport in the city. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that, but that shouldn't bring Harper down.
It does, though.
In terms of stardom. So we're talking talent. We're talking on and off the field, correct?
To an extent. I mean, off the field, like, you know, Embiid's like so great off the field. And I'm just talking about just star power.
Okay, so how is Harper fourth when you read it and I read it in the most recent update? He has sold the most jerseys all time in a 24-hour period in a jersey release in any sport. That's more than LeBron James when he went to the Heat or when he went back to the Cavs.
I don't know that because Fanatics wasn't around then. This is Fanatics data.
Okay, so this is per Fanatics. All right, but still, I mean, not just Fanatics, Phillies in general, their merchandise has been up 5,000% in this time last year.
Yeah,
and
no,
I agree. Last year they weren't relevant, but 5,000%?
Yeah, well, I don't look the jersey. It's part of the equation, but I'm not going to put a baseball player in this town over. And well, Embiid is unquestionably number one. He's the biggest star in this city, and probably will be for a period of time because of his personality and just the fact that he's an enormous guy and personality that matches it, and a superstar player. I put Wentz in there at number two because he's the quarterback of the football team and could be an MVP candidate. If he stays healthy and everything around Wentz, he's an MVP candidate. And when you're the quarterback in this town, you're number one or two no matter what.
I have him at four.
You have him at four?
No fault to him, but there is that group of fans that would prefer Nick Foles.
Yeah, I think those days are gone. It looks like he said it to Jackson.
Yeah, you're right. But I think it does take a little bit away from him. I still have him in my top five. It's not like I have him down at 10.
Okay, do you agree with Simmons in the top three?
Yes.
Okay. And I have Harper four, and then I have Drew. So what is your top five?
So we have the same five. I go Embiid, Harper, Simmons, Wentz, Drew.
So Embiid, Harper. You have Harper ahead of Wentz.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I get it. He's in the prime of his career.
But if we're
that.
Talking stars and like my guidelines were what they're doing right now. I'm guessing your guidelines are what they've done in their entire career.
Well, that's part of the equation.
Yeah, part of the equation. So Bryce Harper has done more than Carson Wentz has. Carson Wentz never won an MVP.
Well, Giroux's done more than Carson Wentz has.
Okay, then we'll put Giroux over Wentz.
If you're going to go over that, Giroux's frankly done more than Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons.
But part of the equation is how much of a star that person is, and the NFL is bigger than the NHL.
Yeah, no question about it.
The NFL's
bigger. If you were to go based on what guys have done, I mean, he's the second leading scorer in the league over the last 9 years, so he'd be at the top of the list. But
he'd be number one.
But the personality and everything else isn't there. I get it. But that being said, Embiid is number one because of where he is in the sport right now and the popularity of the Sixers. I mean, in this town right now, it's Eagles number one, it's Sixers, it's Phillies, and then it's Flyers. And there's a huge drop-off after number two still, from Sixers to Phillies. Now, that gap is closing with Harper, but I wonder how much it's actually closing.
We'll see once the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
Because, let's face it, people aren't flying down to Clearwater just because Bryce Harper signed. They're going to wait until the Phillies are back up north, back here in Philadelphia, and playing games here once the regular season starts.
Yeah, it's 3.5 weeks away.
March 28th.
Yeah, no.
And that's going to be a packed house.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, can the Phillies get back to a level where they overtake the Sixers as the number two spot? As long as Embiid and Simmons are here, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Is that just baseball?
I don't think so because I think it is the sport. That is one reason. Basketball is constantly moving where baseball isn't. It is something to say that there's only 20,000 seats in the Wells Fargo Center, and there's a waiting list. I saw Billy Penn put out a tweet today. Apparently, there's a waiting list for season tickets of about 12,000 fans long.
For what, the Sixers?
For season tickets, yeah, for the Sixers.
Well, that stands to reason,
and because it's
young players.
And because it's a smaller stadium, there's more of an urge to try to get in because you can go to a Phillies game any given night. You can do standing room. You can go whenever you want. So I think because the stadium's also smaller, that's why the Sixers are higher. And they are going to be into the playoffs every single year. Even if they have if Joel Embiid has a bad year, and I don't mean bad year like he's scoring 5 points per game. I'm saying he's only scoring 18 instead of close to 30. They're still going to make the playoffs because they're good enough of a team that they will make the playoffs, and because it's easier to get into the playoffs in the NBA than it is the MLB. And that adds to it.
No, it definitely does. But I mean, to me, I look at it and go, are the Phillies a lock to make the playoffs now? Like 100%. Like we know when you went into the season, the Sixers, total lock to make the playoffs. The Eagles in football, you can't, even though they came off a Super Bowl and they seem like we would have said they were a lock going into last year, but things can happen and a key injury in football can derail it. But when you look at it, and the NFL is one of those ones that's really volatile every year. You knew the Sixers were going to make it because you look at the NBA and usually the bottom four teams that make up the top eight in each conference, sometimes a couple of those teams might be under 500. So you knew the Sixers are going to make the playoffs. Whether they win a round, look, if they face Boston in the first round, I know it's a mess in Boston, but still, they may not get out of the first round. But you look at the Eagles, probably going to make the playoffs next year. The Sixers, we know, are going to make the playoffs. Are the Phillies a lock to make the playoffs this year?
I believe they're a lock to make the playoffs. They are not a lock to win the division.
Okay, so they're still not a lock.
They could win the division. They could. But okay. When you look at the Nationals, even though they lost Harper, they still have a very good lineup, and they still have the best rotation in the NL East.
Yeah.
They have Scherzer, Strasburg, and Corbin. And Jeremy Hellickson is going to be their number five. Hellickson was your number one here a couple of years ago. Now he's not great, right?
Yeah.
But for a number five, to have a former ace of a staff being your number five, and it's not because he's 40 years old, it's just because he's not as good as those other three guys. They have a pretty good rotation.
Well, look at the Mets too. They got some good pitching.
Yeah, and they brought in some bats. I'm not as worried about the Mets as I am the Nationals, but the Nationals didn't even win the division last year. The Braves did.
Yeah.
The NL East is going to be
there's three or four teams
all season long. Now, if you look at the MLB playoffs last year, the two teams that made the wild card were the Cubs and the Rockies. The Cubs had 95 wins and the Rockies had 91.
Wow.
I think the Phillies can get to 90 with this team.
Okay.
Just by bashing way in.
Then that's not a lock.
No, you're right.
90's not a lock.
I think it's a lock to, and making the playoffs means playing in that wild card game.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they win the wild card game, but that is the playoffs.
Okay, yeah, that's considered the playoffs, even though it's one game. 610-632-0975. My star rankings right now in Philadelphia sports, Embiid, Wentz, Simmons, Harper, Giroux. And the reason why Simmons is ahead of Harper, and I could maybe be flipped on that one, is because the Sixers right now in this city are at a different level than baseball still. And baseball still has work to do. I mean, baseball still needs to make changes. Just because they got Bryce Harper doesn't mean baseball doesn't need to make changes. I mean, the sport still has issues that need to be taken care of. Will they?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.